Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. It's wonderful. Very, very, very wonderful. And thank you very much for tuning in. I am late today again. never mind. I am going to like make it up to you. All right. So let me not waste time now and go right back at, you know, what is my objective here, things that I need to say. I've been working very hard, working on something here, and therefore I want you to know that I'm not late because my mind is like being distracted by things that should not be there. You know, it's like I'm putting in time to get certain amount done. I'm feeling good today. I ain't lying. I feel good today. A lot of things that bother me days upon days. Today is different. And I hope that you are having a good day. You know, having a good day is about not, you know, because you have a lot of goodies around you and stuff like that. That is included, okay? Don't get me wrong. And I don't mean to sound trivial at all, because I don't want to, like, do something wrong. You know, I want you to be free to do what you want to do. Stop doing something when you feel like stopping, if your conscience is talking to you and stuff like that. We need to wake up, because it's time for, if you're an hybrid person, if you don't think you're an hybrid person, get out of the pack. There's nothing I can do about that. You know what I mean? If you don't know who you are, I can only tell you to go and read your world history. And it will tell you, because, you know, the world history textbook, I never did read it. When I began to read it, maybe 3 years ago or so, I begin to know things that I never did before, right? And so, we get accustomed to just want to know about what's going on in the economy or what they're going to do with Trump and stuff like that. But let me tell you something. If you begin to read our history, not Bible, no, it's not that there are something in the Bible that is good. But look, I am reading the Bible for a long time now, and in my development, where I have a wide understanding about a lot of things, I just now, when I read the Bible, since the Bible is what I was always reading for almost 50 years, today, when I read the Bible, I'm a Bible expert when it comes to the content in the Bible. You see what I mean? So, when I tell you it is our history, I want that to be respected, because only history is the record of the past. It's the reason why I'm telling you that. Now, if anybody can rebuke me for error of speech there, I want to take that. I want to take that rebuke, because it's going to teach me something that I don't know. Right, so I'm telling you, the Bible doesn't have any certificate of fitness or marketability at all. Like we think, the Bible there, you know, really is doing something so harmful to us that we are not aware of. You see, and I have to tell people whether or not they're going to like it. But don't. If you know your history, you don't go to church. And remember what I said, the Bible doesn't have any certificate of fitness for marketability, for people to read it. Because anytime, well, white people, this doesn't include white people, because white people are not real humans, if you don't know. Anytime you hear the word modern. No, what I'm telling you is for real. And if you're not reading and know, well, what you're going to do is despise what I'm saying. And, you know, I have to like overlook that if you, that's what you are thinking, because you're not given to read and to understand, because you live into a world and an environment that keep you interested in, you know what I mean, what dress you wear and your underwear. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, all of your art and soul is on romance and all them kind of thing and sentimental thing. And you're into Halloween and you're into, you know, all of the holidays like Easter. Easter is not supposed to be anywhere in your mind. Like, it is something of virtue. It does not. Okay, and if you knew more about history and why, I mean, we gone bad that, you know, like we ethnic people, that we don't even realize that we are in trouble with white people ruling us, making up laws, and we don't know that we have our own law to take care of us. And the major things about life today, we
we are deprived. Economically, yeah, don't even bother talk about spiritual, because they kill spirituality as far as we African hybrid people, and then you're so far from the table with the knowledge that you don't know that you're an hybrid. And if you hear about it, you never really read to find out what it means that you are an hybrid and white people are not. You're supposed to know that. And if you don't know that, you know, it's like, you know, a cat with two wheels, but you're running on one, so the other side are dragged on the ground. That's the kind of life we are living, because that's how the white people want us to be. They take us down from being ruled by kings to being ruled by primates, hominid, sodomite. White people, them, where don't know where them are go, and them only now get an opportunity to talk and stuff like that. Now, they downgrade us. They but I'm telling you, the least of that thing. You know about the KKK, right? And you know about the lynching in America, right? Yes. Now, if I ask you, you know, when did we come to America? You don't know that either. You don't have any idea either. So what are you doing? That's why you go to church. Because the primary thing we're supposed to know, we don't know them. And if you begin to hear a little of it, you tremble or you don't know what to do with yourself. Well, there was a time when, you know, I was confronted, because I am a thinker. I don't like rely on preachers to like make me think for my faith. They don't think for me. I think for myself. So I listen to things, and then I do the thinking about myself and what I think about stuff and what I want to change about myself. You have got to do the same thing. You can listen to stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah. But you must be the judge of what you listen to, because anything you swallow down inside of your system and put in your brain, it gonna control you. And what happens when you put it in down there and I only hit you have to depend on whenever you want such information. And then you're using wrong information. Your judgment is wrong and stuff like that. So what I'm saying to you is that I feel good today, and I am talking the things I am saying, because to us it's important, not to white people. And you're going to church and you're praising Jesus and you think Jesus died for your sin. And talk to me. I let people know. Come on, call me and talk to me. Because no, Jesus is not in the Bible that you're reading. And there's a reason why you believing that. Your mind is not, you're not seeing rightly. You see? And if you notice now, certain basic questions that you should know the answer, you don't know it. But that's what kills us. You know, the least we know, that's what kills us. Right? And you're not putting yourself in the know. Like I say, you're thinking about how many stuff you have in the wardrobe that you have to wear and those kind of things. And, you know, I mean, a guy, you know, is kind of trying to get your attention, because your body is the major asset that you think about. You see, the spiritual part of you is dead, and that's how the white people take away every control from us. We don't know about our civilization. We don't know. We will never touch administration of our lives, not until a miracle like what I think is happening right now. I think a miracle from the gods is really reaching out to us. And some of us may be healed, but some of us is clearly not going to be healed, because our mind is too much of a dump with foolishness. You know what I mean? And it's only when our dump is too full we may try to take out some of what is in there that pulled it up. You know, talking about from a psychological point of view now, right? And it that's not the way it's supposed to work. We think we're going to lose something if we stop thinking about those kind of foolishness. It's not that it's not to have some of those what I am calling foolishness. Because I'm only turning the curve when I say foolishness. Because I am not out of my mind to be saying needful thing that we have that is pure and clean for our lives. I could not be calling that foolishness. Right? But when we are not paying the right things attention, but only live upon the things that emotionally you feel happy and think about, that's where the problem comes in. You know what I mean? All right. So now that I say all of that to you, I only want to know that for me, sometimes, you know, I stand up and talk to myself and laugh to myself and everything like that, you know. Deep down inside of me, a lot of things going on. I am serious. I don't want to leave myself somewhere, you know, and gone with somebody else somewhere. I am going to keep me right where I'm supposed to be because I have a lot of things that I perceive I can be transformed into. And it is this spirit that gives us life, you know, like when you go to sleep, you know, get up and walk around unless you have some problem going on in your brain that make you get up and walk around like, say, you're not sleeping. No. I'm talking about spirit of us is what gives us life. And if you don't find out how you're supposed to live to, like, you know, recharge your mental reservoir, you know, unpack the nonsense and fill it up with the things that keep you, you know, light and, you know, gravitational to higher sphere of orbital thinking in your mind and you know, think about things that are solidly supportive to your life, your spiritual life, while you're doing everything not temporarily that you live by. You don't leave out that, but you do it together. You know, you can be driving or doing something else, and you're still thinking about, you know, where you want to get your mind. You know what I mean? You have to see how much habit you want to drop. Don't let nobody tell you. You must search yourself and drop habits when you see it's not working out good for you. All right? You don't turn yourself into a fool, but you must know when your mind is keeping you back. You see what I mean? Because your spirit need to take control of what's going in your mind. You know, it's a technical thing, but if we begin to think, we will find out when you need to hate something from when you need to love something. We are supposed to know that. Don't let no other kind of thinking or feelings take control of us. All right. So now I'm on to, right, and the telephone number there here. Whenever you want to call me, no, this is not the time. You can call me. But during like 4 o'clock, that's my usual time, 4 till 6 o'clock, you know, I'm here almost every day of the week, right? I take some days off, but I'm usually here the weekdays, right? Except like I try to take one day. I'm not, so maybe sometime I go right through and didn't take any, but really, I always like to take one at least, I mean one, I don't. Sometime some while ago, I would like take 3 weeks, you know, and do the shows. Not 3 weeks, I mean 3 days, you know. But then I realized I am faced with a lot of subject matter that I need to send out because I need to talk about them. And people out there need to hear them as well as I am
I'm listening to them. I replay back my shows and digest them. So I get most recharge when I rerun these shows. Especially after, immediately after, like another day, the day after, morning after, I listen. And sometimes I do listen, like if I log out early and I have time to listen before I go to sleep, I listen to, you know, before, and then tomorrow morning I can read something I want to read. All right? So I am telling you now that I'm getting to a higher level spiritual life. Okay? And we have a lot of dirt to clean up. Serious thing. Church is something that we must clean out of our lives. Eventually, we're going to get all the churches over outside of our churches, all these churches are going to be gone. Well, there is one church, but, you know, these denominations and stuff like that. It's confusion. Church is confusion, my friend. It's an apartheid to what is civility. Really. So church should never be on your agenda. You know, find, you know, more spiritual energy to live and do what you do, because you have a lot of things to do, like physical things, you know, good things, right? Do those things. But the church thing that we are giving so much more time to, that because we think God is in there and you want the blessing from God, if it were true, then church would be the place, but church is not. You read, you will find out that you can tell when there were no church in the world and when church came in. If you get in the know, man, the amount of power that you have and what is going to start happening in the world, you start having power and start talking the right thing and stuff like that and lead people the right way. It's going to be something so mighty and wonderful. In the human realm, there is a dimension for us to start reason, because the more you raise your thinking higher, life begin to go differently good for you. Stay like calm and steady and firm in yourself and know what you're thinking. Know when you're reading what you're reading, when you're talking to somebody. Be careful of what you are saying or what they are saying to you, because you don't want to defile yourself with anything. You want to go clean, pure, and upright. And you need to keep out garbage out of your brain. There's not a joke about that, okay? Things are happening for us. We on the bandage, and if you don't feel like you'll get used to the bandage, white people are rule and all kind of stuff. Every now and then they shoot up the place and all kind of something they're going with. You're right, and Trump now wants to, I don't know if you know, but Trump's mission right now, and the problem they're having with him, is that the last time he lost the election, he knows it, but he still thinks that he should be still ruling. So what he knew is the role of presidency. The man don't think so anymore. Trump don't care what you say. That is what you really call a mental problem. You know what I mean? Because, you know, there are a lot of people who have mental problems, but they know better than that. Trump reached a stage where he doesn't care when the truth is the truth. In his field, because I'm not talking about, look, these people don't have no government. And I've been saying that about this, and guess what? I nobody will confront me and ask me, what do I mean? And let me explain, because I never will run away from anybody. I think the problem is people don't know anything of the fact about what I'm saying. And I'm saying awfully dreadful things, you know, I mean, about God in the Bible and Jesus and the devil and stuff like that. And people
deal with good average sense then, right? Now, I'm not average anymore because I spend a long time reading and digesting. So I would be a common person thinking like everybody else, but somehow I got pulled out and I am a loner now, right? I don't want no group, you know, to follow me, nobody at all. I'm not going to influence to follow me. I talk, and if I make sense, make it affect you. You don't follow me. Go do your own thinking. You see what I mean? Because I don't see anything that I have read in history tells me I am to do otherwise. We are individuals, and if I am living off of you, then something has to be wrong with me. Because I have a brain just like you, and the power that I am to exercise is not power off where you or he or she is telling me. It's about what I am telling myself. So if you tell me something I think is all right, I own that now. You know, I'm not dealing with you no more. I'm dealing with what you say, and I accept it. I buy this now for myself. You know, if you understand what I'm saying. It's mine now. So you have to work off yourself. You can't work off of nobody. Though you can learn from somebody. But when you learn from them, you know, it's over with you and them. There's nothing there now. They gave you free. And, of course, they don't lose anything when they give it to you either. It's a kind of commodity in knowledge. It doesn't matter, you know, that it, not unless your knowledge is working in a commercial kind of thing. And then you have to preserve, you know, the way you do business, because you don't want nobody to know a certain kind of thing where you, what makes you so successful, right? That's a different story. Our knowledge of our existence is not like that, all right? So the more you know about good living and stuff like that, and the more you tell people, is the better the world is, because you don't lose nothing, and they get something to make themselves better. You get what I mean, all right? So I'm telling you now, if we go on like, oh, church, you know, church is the only thing, you know. Why church is the only thing an African person know? It is because you were put into slavery captivity, and over the hundreds of years, you know, that wind of delinquency go through your brain, you pick up the concept of how the society is now because of them do it. And them are primates, so they're not like us, but you don't know that because something happened, you know, 100,000 years ago. And life is not the same. And you're reading a Bible that tell you about the fall of man, and you don't know what the fall of man is. You read about the talking serpent in the Bible, right? In there. It's in there. Don't you read it? The serpent, Genesis 3. You read that. Listen to me. How many times you read it? And you don't know that there is no talking serpent. You don't know that. You have to still hold on to Jesus, because guess what? Your mind is now set up unnatural. That's why they're writing in the Bible. And probably you don't even notice it. That they write in the Bible that you must be an idiot to accept all of the things them where them lie about in the Bible. As far as you and I are concerned as Christians, everything in the Bible, God breathed it. Look, but what I'm trying to say to you, people refrain from talking to me, from the fact I did 6 debates on the radio, and I win all of the debates. Now, why should I, you know, debate all these people who are versed in the Bible and so? But one of the person, like the 5th person, was not a Christian, but debate me on issues anyway. And they all lost. You know what I mean? So what I'm telling you, though, is that people will not call me to talk to me because I know too much. Like a post on that com, where you know, the book that I wrote, Bamboozled Mrs. Butler, is magnificent. One of the smaller books that I have on there, it's about who put people on earth. It's not a big book. It's a little booklet. But it's focused on one subject matter, though. You know, and it's not a big, I don't know if it have like 30 pages or something like that. But it is succinct about who put people on earth. And look, it's an encapsulation of just one narrow or broad, if you want to call it that. You know, but it is a simple subject matter that has to do with who put us here. And we are there in big, you know, broad history that tells us. Otherwise, you coming out of the Bible and your mind is narrow towards and positive towards what the Bible say, even though it's not well explained what they're telling you, but that's what you're accustomed to. You see what I mean? No, I go to the whole thing and find out, say, you know what? It's a dark world when you read the Bible. Your mind become a place of darkness, but you don't know. You think you are revived and stuff like that. But that is wrong. You may think so because that's all you're exposed to. And somebody come and start make sense to you. They don't make no sense to you. But you don't know that the Bible, I am, never signed and said that those things are real story. Billy Graham, not nobody that preached the Bible. They cannot affirm to you that what they're saying about God, which is the principal thing, they can't tell you that God really exists anywhere. Only in the Bible that you're reading, he exists. And that is not real. You're supposed to go further to know that there is a historical record of that in the Bible. And that is not so. You talk about Jesus Christ died on the cross. And if you are to start reading, you will find out, first and foremost, that the Bible is lying to you, not Nebuchadnezzar, right? Wise men follow a star to see the baby with their frankincense and myrrh. All right, you believe that, you see? Like I believed it for all of my life up to like over 50. And the fact is, my friend, it's not true. It's just not true. All right. When I say things like this, some people say, well, what? But that's what they believe, right? Like I used to. Now, I'm reading and I'm, look, the little reading I do, I know what I read, okay? And I can't read good like a lot of people. But I can do it too. Just like we drivers, you know what I mean? And some people there can drive a lot better than me. You know, I mean, I can't drive, you know, like a lot of people. But you know, I've been driving a long time. Many, like 40 years. I'm driving, right? But so what I'm trying to tell you, all of us is not there. But it is so that we have to put in our own interest in knowing what you read. And make distinction. When you've gone too far to believe into something like what the church teaches us, you won't come back with interest to find what history is saying. You don't know because you're full of the Holy Ghost and everything. So your life is spoiled. Your spirit inside of you is spoiled. So I thank you for tuning into the program. All right, let me go on now and tell you more. Specifically now about why program was put to be here today. Proven big lie. No anthropic fact of human creation in Old Testament or New Testament. Is just call it, it's a proven lie, and you can say big lie. Who want to accept this is true? Tell me, please. Now, people don't want to talk to me because when I pose these kind of stuff, it dry out their stomach. Some people would tell me, you dry out my stomach, right? And a man told me one time, your very presence is annoying. And, you know, a lot of things. But you know what? I do some good things for people. On my job, you know, and among my family, I'm kind, I'm a nice person. I mean, if you want somebody nicer than me, well, if you just see me, you would know that I'm nice person. But anybody I live among, they know that I am not a vile person at all. I'm not somebody you to be afraid of. I have more to offer than a lot of people you see walking around here. I am on the more, spiritual development than a lot of people. You see, I mean, you talk about people always say close to God, you know, close to Jesus and all that. Well, that is in the fanatic sense. I'm talking about in a tangible sense from what you have learned, you know. Come on to it. Build up your actual animation. Build your animation up so that your behavior is good. You're not sorry about anything. You're not crying about anything because everything you do, you know what you're doing. You see, you get into trouble is because you're not living right. When you living right, you avoid them. No, I'm not talking about little accident on the road or something like that, because accident can happen to anybody. But I am telling you, a lot of things that we do is because our mind is not right. So that is what I want to, like, come on back with what I'm telling you about this lie, this big lie. And Anthropic, real fact now, not guessing, about the human creation. You see, Old Testament and New Testament, lying. They don't have no truth about that. Old Testament and New Testament is white people thinking, and you have got to realize that there is a higher reality than church. But if you never get to know about it, you're going to go to, you know, your grave. You know, I mean, believing don't give you knowledge or know anything. If you just believe, you know, you get up and see if you're going to, like, believe that you're going in the right direction and don't look on the road. You just can't look on the road. What that mean? That defies when you say believe. You are to believe. Because believe that it's all right, you know, and, you know, look to see if it's all right, but you say it's all right. Life won't work like that, right? And this is the problem that we are facing. This is the problem that we are facing because we're doing one thing and contradicting ourselves, and we don't know that we are not wrong. We don't know that. You see, we are wrong, and we don't know that we are wrong. And if you can't tell when you are wrong, you're in bad trouble. So start getting conscious about the things you do by thinking. Engage your mind, all right? So when I say these things, people cannot challenge me because they listen to me and they know when I say anything, they can come up with a source beyond what I know, and they are not, like, into sources, even if they don't into my source, and they want to come with a challenge, come with it. No, they don't even have that. Well, I don't want to get back into that level where I used to be, where I don't know nothing, and it's like, it's not a nice experience. All right, so let me go on now. What does it mean? You know, if you want to get some strength and power, you know, talk to somebody where you sense something, but not like you in the mood to just believe what you hear. No, begin to query. You need to do that. You will begin to get personal energy in your life when you're doing anything. Right? So if you go to sleep and make everything pass you and you don't get a handle on stuff, dust to dust,
hushes to hushes.
So begin to ask questions that you believe in church and try to work them out. You don't want to work them out because you don't want to prove God wrong. You don't want to blaspheme God. No, you can't be wrong in searching to know the truth. You're going about it the right way. You understand what I mean? Otherwise, it's six of one half dozen of the other. But you want to query stuff to benefit yourself so that you have a spiritual knowledge too. Because that's where we go astray. Where we just think going to church automatically gets us some blessing. Not true, man. Not true. I look at the days that I've wasted and didn't know. All right. So here we come now. This thing about Jesus is a very important thing. You know, I didn't know that I was on to this show here today. And I can't miss it for anything. What does it mean? For unto us a child is born. It don't mean, what is the adjective I have now? It is not true. Make it simple. And if you think it is true, talk to me any given time. You hear me? I talk to you any time. Just express an interest. Express an interest. You know? Express an interest. And I will definitely run to that opportunity to talk because I love to talk now about factual things more than, you know, I mean, yeah, and it's quite a bit of years now. I am on the track of developing my brain the way I think I should, okay? So I'm not curious about it at all. I cannot afford to lose no part of it. So when we talk about Jesus now, come to me and ask me about Jesus because I believe in Jesus from when I was age 7. I don't know anything else, wasn't interested in nothing else until I'm in my adult my adult life. And, you know, I was still in the Bible for a long time before I realized that I need to dump, and not say literally, but, you know, I mean psychologically, I need to dump the Bible based on what I know of it. But later on, I begin to see some other things in like in the middle of the Bible, in some of the them books inside the Bible, where anti-Christian communication is in the Bible. But they're far apart from the books them that is talking, I mean, really, really raw nonsense. Yeah. Good things in the Bible, if you can get there. But remember, it's not about the creation. And you need to have the creation of yourself real good first before you go further into the Bible, right? So I am telling you now that when it comes to Jesus, I believe that. I respected the character of Jesus because there was no other character in the world that I know about like the character of Jesus. Now, when I'm reading now, I realize that something that I never realized at all. I didn't knew. I never heard anybody, attempt to do that. That said, Jesus is a liar. I can tell you now, everything you're reading in the Bible, when it said Jesus is a liar, I don't mean that Jesus did exist. And one of my findings is something where they are saying, they're writing what Jesus did, okay, as though he came to fulfill the prophecy. And I find several things that Jesus said that does not confirm that he was any Jesus at all. Because he went up into the hill and go hide when he should fulfill a scripture. And the major scripture about him is not fulfilled right now. And you are believing you are a Christian and Jesus never come to fulfill anything. Whether right now in the New Testament is not no fulfillment that is into the prophecy and you don't see it. Me I read now for edification. So me find out. Say Jesus in the New Testament is not fulfillment of the prophecy. But we are disconnect because of we have a mental problem. And we read, and that's the way I grew up, but somehow I got over it. You see what I mean? Because I'm reading now and really, really pinning it down. So, no, Jesus never exists at all. So your Christianity is not something that is true. But anything you believe, believe kill, believe cure. You know, see? All right? So get in love with words. Talk to me because I am a word person. I don't want to, like, get into your life or nothing like that. I'm not interested in getting to nobody's life unless you're somebody that I wanted to meet, to have, let's say, an intimate life with. If I'm, you know what I mean? But apart from that, I'm not a troublemaker to nobody. I don't want to, you know, I am not, I am a one man. I am a one woman man. You know what I mean? That's my ambition. I am never going to have two women. No, I am not make up like that. And my mother is somebody of that nature. She don't want no man but her own man. And she have like 11 children of us. And she had the opportunity to go off with other men and stuff like that. She was not interested in that. She's interested in her man and her children. You see what I mean? So let's go now. I'm telling you about this Jesus. No, you know, it's dust to dust, ashes to ashes. It never happened. You know, and you can understand that I got shaken up when I run into this type of different frequency. All right. Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph. Lie. You know, it's pity that we are unfortunate this way with the talking serpent telling us all these lies. White people are the talking serpent, my friend. The white people them that Jesus surrounded, them are homosexual. Okay, that's their culture. And them force themselves on us. And so they have government. They don't have no government either. Okay? Because I'm telling you right now, there's nobody out there in a government or not like that. They are being sorry now that we are getting our sense back. And that's what is happening to me. And it means that I have power to go anywhere in the world and sustain and dominate what I'm saying. We don't belong to no church. No, Jesus never exists. There was no St. John 3:16, for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten son. God same sorry make mankind. And from there, you should drop the Bible. When God is saying he was sorry, he made our ancestors of the past. That means we shouldn't be here. He wanted to kill them because they were unruly. And so he didn't see and know that what he was making. I mean, that's a clue right there. And if you can't handle that clue, well, you have a problem. It's a mental problem, blocking why you can't see logic, you know, to guide your life. Guide your life is not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And you have to learn word clarity in order to sustain your life. So, and you're going to believe in Jesus because you were taught that all along. I was taught that all along. And when I'm reading and find out it wasn't true, I had to like leave it. I mean, I left it because I recognized the truth. You know, see what I mean? I didn't like go through a whole bunch of change. Don't take me long to realize that something is conflicting. So you don't want nobody to be playing around with your mind like that where you don't know and you have to go with what they say. None of that. I don't talk to nobody on that level. Okay? You have got to be knowing stuff. So when we talk, we know what we're talking about. And if I'm making up, I'm going in a, I'm making error or something like that, you can tell me, say, well, wait a minute, Tim. What you said, that's all. You know, and sometimes you do make mistakes. And you have to go back and look over what you said and what you mean. Talk to me about that, because I play my radio, my shows back all the time now. I don't try to miss none of them, because I want to know what I was saying, you see? And I do slip, you know, and say like 2 instead of saying 4, you know, or 4 instead of saying 2. So what I'm trying to say, when I hear that, I'm following the context of, you know, what's being said. So when I miss, I say, wait a minute, did I say that? You see what I mean? Now, you want to be able to correct yourself. All right, come on now. May I tell you about Jesus? That Jesus never exists. Word clarity tell you that. Word science process. Don't let nobody turn you idiot. I want you to know what you are thinking and guide yourself by that. That's why I am talking to you. And I am not trying to befriend nobody at all. My purpose here is to tell you and warn you what may be destroying you, and you're not paying it no attention. I was being destroyed, and it is because of me paying attention to what would cleanse me and put me right, okay? Now, if you can't put yourself right, nobody can put you right. That's true. Now, so it is saying that Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph. True. You, when you believe that, you pass from the world of sober to the world of fairy tale. Okay? I mean, mythology, legend, and them foolishness where don't exist, man. Right? So it goes on to say now, but, all right, that's what the Bible says. Are these sodomite white people make up these story if you don't know? And the Adam and Eve story in a garden. If you look and read it about the garden, look and see if it makes sense, man. Come on. Because it don't make any sense. You see, there is history there for you to read, and that make all the difference. So it goes on now to say, but he was also born unto us. And that the white people them Christianity say, the spirituality bankrupt, the lost and broken. If Jesus was a regular child, the verses would read unto Mary and Joseph, a child was born. You see, the way they preach stuff, you know, it, when you don't know anything else, you know. This is really what I used to acknowledge and believe. You see what I mean? They have a way to tell you, say, he's born to us and make it personal. Like, you have to take on the sentiment that it is true. When you follow word, you know, assume nothing like that. Words guide you and tell you. So like I would tell you, read Matthew 2 and read it good and tell me if you don't find anything wrong with it. Let's talk about it if you do. A child, it says a child with two father. Let's hear this. A Jesus have two father, you know. One in heaven and one on earth. One a spiritual father in heaven and then a physical father on earth. That's what they say. But they're using a man on earth and, you know, doing something with it, right? It don't make no sense. Yeah. All right. Look at how they do it now. They know that when they say Jesus come from heaven, you know, by his father who is a spirit, and Jesus is a spirit also that came and was put invisibly into Mary's womb. Do you know that? It's not even like what you're talking about, DNA fertilization in glass tube. I know nothing in a glass tube business, you know. This is monkey business that they're telling you about Jesus come from heaven where his father make heaven and earth. No creation history at all. You know, read none of that. But they want to tell you, say, when you believe it, you know, you raise up your spirit high and all them kind of things. No go so. A sodomite them. Okay? A sodomite people them, attack them something there. All right. But I'm telling you, word is your assurance. You know, so when you're listening to me, just remember that you need to know what the word's talking makes sense to what we're talking about, that you can actually, you know, say, well, yeah, this is authentic expression by the words. All right. So it goes on to say, Jesus was born man and God. How does that? How that come out, Richard? That's how they, if they can't explain this practical way, listen to me. Get away from it, because all you need to do is that when you read Bible, you're reading Bible. When you're reading history, you're reading history. Right? So you can, which one of them is superior over the other? You know, you're probably going to say it's the Bible, and that was never true. Zero. Okay? But he was raised by two real human beings. You see, these are homosexual talk. You know, see, because man and God, God a spirit, and man is not spirit out of the body, have a spirit inside, but every part of you, your spirit is into every part of you. But the mind, you know, is the throne where your awareness and everything comes from. You see? All right. So it goes on now to talk about that, but he was raised by two human beings. Russell Moore reminds us that Jesus would have said Abba first to Joseph. All them kind of thing, you know, them attack. It's foolishness without end. He was obedient to his earthly parents. The people who write this, they have sex in the honors and with dogs and man and stuff like that. They write these kind of stuff. Okay? Is the Christmas world kind of a spirituality this. All right. Obedience essential to his law. When white people are talking about them not obey God's law at all. The gods. Though they used to worship the gods and call them emperor gods. They don't. How did they come here and invade America and all the rest of place where we go and settle down? How them are coming and talk about God's law and them no know nothing about law, man? Come on, you must understand. These are primates. Hominid species you're talking about. Right, these kind of stuff since they started talking 100,000 years ago. That's all. I mean, for the long time that they've been about like 3.5 million years, they never did talk. But it's the interbreeding that they did with us called back-crossing, introgression. That's what they do and begin to talk because they get our blood and we get their blood and kill our brain. Now we don't know what to do. We can't rule ourselves. So if I'm coming out of that, then that's why I'm talking the way I'm doing right now. I'm getting healed. All right. So I got to go because now the clock is winding down here. So it is saying here that they're going to go into, like, you know, the fantasy foolishness here by talking about Jesus became a carpenter. Wait a minute. I skipped something here. Yeah, Abba to Joseph. He was obedient to his earthly parents. Obedience essential to his law keeping. on our behalf. His law keeping to our behalf. All right. God don't keep no law whatsoever at all. You know, just read what Adam and Eve in the garden and God talking to them and so God don't keep no law. He lies that they would die if they eat the fruit, and they eat the fruit, they didn't die. And he himself said that then now they know good from evil. Right? The God who them are talking about now, but the white people them feed them God what them are talking about is what, you know, in the Bible. So what to expect? Come on now. Get your mind natural and not unnatural, because only unnatural people believe what these faggot them talk, because them are natural and they want us to be unnatural too with what they say. Okay? That's what's going on. When you believe what is in the Bible, you are thinking like homosexual people. And indeed, you may not have no homosexuality on your mind, but they might put it in your brain for you to take it on though, because they don't, it doesn't matter to them as long as you believe what they believe, because they know that it going contrary to your nature, but you don't know. So that means you're confused. That's what they want. All right. Now, if you listen to me and understanding me, I'm very, very sure there are people out there who dump the idea of the Bible and Jesus because they see something in what I'm saying to be an enlightened fact, you know? And you can't do nothing to that besides just look into it as best as you can and make sure that it is fact for real. All right. So, for a time, he lived the way all children live, but this purpose was unique. You see, them know all these things, or white people know that. And them are evolved creatures. They were not created by no God whatsoever. Jesus became a carpenter like his father, but scripture would become his greatest defense against darkness when Satan tempt him. No Satan, no tempt, no Jesus, and all them whole bunch of foolishness that we read and think is true. Jesus almost certainly learned those Hebrew scriptures from Joseph as he listened to him at the woodworking table or stood beside him in the synagogue. All these things that you're hearing here is nonsense. Passover. As Joseph and his family returned to Nazareth from Jerusalem on foot, something had changed from young Jesus. Something had changed. What he says? Okay, he said they come on foot. Something had changed for young Jesus. Mary and Joseph suddenly realized their eldest child was not with them. These white people are actually making up lore, story. It's fairy tale world you're going into when you believe all these things. Because there's nothing to prove that these things came from antiquity as true. Nothing at all. Not even autobiography or a biography. Nobody at all bring these things like they were true in the past. None at all. They're only writing these things in the Bible and you believe in it. We are believing them. They had to return to the city in search of their son. You see, this is just fairy tale, right? These are fictional writing, but I'm make up the stories. And sometimes you really catch them, you know, really, really off track with what they're saying in the Bible too. Where they found him in his father's house. And you hear they put it, you hear it, make it sound like it nice. St. Luke 2:49. Mary asked Jesus why he had treated what's this?
That's over. All right, that's all I had here. That's all I have here. But you can read this out and know exactly what it's saying. Luke 2:49. You know? All right. May you be blessed immensely. And I am going to play me a little tune here now that I think will carry us out and beyond the time. All right? So let's see now. Good. Yeah. You okay, wait, I need to like